Okay, Sound Underground, Me Versus Me is the song. The disc is called Quiet Spaces, and it's by Tiny Music. I love it. So let's see what we have to say. Three guys. So we have a trumpet, saxophone, and guitar. Compact trio with an expansive imagination. Their inquisitive approach is guided by words of wisdom from jazz legend. Wayne Shorter. You've got to go down in the basement and visit every note. Composer saxophonist David Leon, trumpeter Alec Aldred, and guitarist Jonah Udall. Collective steers through inventive textures far beyond the limits of its unconventional chamber instrumentation. They emanate from close friendships from U.S. Udall is from Berkeley, Aldred from Waukesha, Wisconsin, and Leon from Miami, Florida, formed in 2013 while living together in Miami. So their influences include Americana and Bulgarian folklore, and Ornette Coleman, Jimmy Giuffre, Joni Mitchell, and Jim Hall. Very wide variety of influences. So, well, we'll certainly be hearing more of this. I like this a lot. Okay. So, I want to share with you an important bit of information. If I can find... Okay, I've been mentioning this, but of course I wasn't on the last 3 weeks. There's a big vote coming up, and it's a very important vote. And it's... The MTA, the Massachusetts Teachers Association, is asking people to vote no on lifting the charter cap. Why? Because that would mean that more than $400 million would be diverted from public schools. That's a lot of money. Money districts desperately need so they can offer more science, technology, arts, and music classes, as well as preschool services and smaller class sizes. The money should be kept in the public schools for the benefit of all students. There is no local accountability. Charter schools are not accountable to their local communities. The state often approves them over the united opposition of the communities where they will be located. That's wrong. Local communities should have the final say on what kinds of schools they want. Separate and unequal education. Charter schools are divisive, creating a two-track system described by the NAACP as separate and unequal. They typically underscore or underserve English language learners and special needs students, leaving public schools with fewer resources to educate a higher need population. Pro-charter schools have millions of dollars from hedge funds and corporate backers. The money supporting this is coming out of New York. And anyway, most of the people who are saying vote no are local. We rely on people power to stand up for the students in our public schools. If some of our public schools are falling short, we should fix them, not keep taking money away and giving it to unaccountable charters. You can go to facebook.com/saveourpublicschoolsMA or massteachers.org charters or saveourpublicschoolsMA.com. Very important, folks. That's part of the voting. Okay, so let's see. Is there anything else I need to tell you right now? Probably not. Oh, one more thing. Well, maybe I'll save this for a minute because I'm running out of gas here. Oh, let's see. What did I want on this? Oh, that's 13? No. Must be. Okay, I think this is what I want here.
Oh,
Okay, I just want to let you know about an event that's coming up. Unfortunately, I forgot this CD, but I will bring it next time. Luisa Maita, M-A-I-T-A, is going to be weaving her threads of memory. She will be releasing on September 23rd. It's Brazilian and electronic music. And this is quite an interesting CD. It's on Kumbancha. And let me just pull up, where did I put it? Oh, that's not it. That's not it. Okay, here it is. but it doesn't give the date. I'm going to have to go back to... I think it's the Thursday next. I don't know what that date is. Let me see if I can pull up my... I know I have it in my Gmail. I think it's going to be quite a nice concert at... let's see where that is. Okay. Must be on the next one. No. There it is. Okay. She is going to be at the Regatta Bar Tuesday, September 27th. Okay, and that's at the Charles Hotel. And I think that's a 7:30 show, so I'm going to try to make that. Tuesday, the 9:27. And hopefully I'll remember to bring the CD. I was looking to see if I had a link, but I don't right now. Anyway, so if you're at all into Brazilian music or beeps and beats, it's very interesting what she does with that. Okay, so what else did I need to tell you? Well, I'll save that for when I come back. All right, so I think... now, where am I? Eighth day. Where was that? So, all right, we're going to go over here.
Make a mess out of you. lot, but she ain't as good as this guitar player I got right now.
Stomach. שעבר, של מה שהיום או שיהיה, של מה יהיה מחר. האם נשחק, האם נבכה, האם תרד אותו עולה, האם תלך, האם תבוא, האם תצא ותקווה, האם תשאיר תמיד הנוער בכיוון הטוב, האם נשיג כזה ביחד ולא נעזוב, ולא ניתן לכל עולם מסביב, בוא נבליח גם את תל אביב, ואז עולה גם שלא מאשר, נתחילו להדיר את הקשרים, להסתפור למסיבה, דדידי דרידה, אללה thank you. נחזור להיות ביחד בקרוב, שנגיע אל הסוף. יאה! יאה, תעשו זו אתם שלי.
Okay, the amazing Daniel Zamir. This is on the Korin label. The song is Hatikva, and the disc is called Alive. My friend Avi Noam turned me on to this CD out of Israel. It's just brilliant. He's a phenomenal, phenomenal musician and vocalist. Just absolutely brilliant. I love playing this CD. So before that, Shlomo Carlbach, Kol Oda Ad Ishama, of the Live in England CD on Adaret Music, and Shlomit and Rebbe Sol. The disc is called The Seal of Solomon, and Galbi is the song. Before that, Bob Dylan, off of the Bootleg Series, Volume 12, The Best of the Cutting Edge, 1965 to 1966, sitting on a barbed wire fence. Before that, Eighth Day, Utsu Eitza is the song. Inner Flame is the title of the disc. And before that, Ben Zion Schenker, Suki and Ding Adaret Music present Best of the 60s, called Sahala. And I think that brings us up to date. Once again, I want to just mention that we are going to be doing, we're starting a fund drive for WMFO. I don't have the link yet on the website, but there will be a new website. I'm not sure exactly. It's in a couple of days. So if you'll check that out and be so gracious as to support the kind of programming and freeform wonderful energy that you get here at Tufts University at WMFO, and hopefully you'll support the voice mobile, because it's a good thing to do. So there'll be something on the website, and I'll be mentioning this again next week. The drive doesn't usually go on for very long. In fact, the last time it was way too short. So a lot of people didn't get to know about it. Anyway, also I want to mention that I just got the schedule for the Boston Symphony Orchestra, and they have all kinds of wonderful events that you may not know about. The bso.org is how you can find it. But I'll just give you a hint of some of the kind of ways you could connect up. They have a free adult education series at Symphony Hall on an introductory Tuesday and four Wednesday evenings from 5:30 to 7. It's called BSO 101, Are You Listening? And they also have a free tour of Symphony Hall immediately following each of those. Although it's free, they request that you make a reservation to secure your place. So you can visit bso.org or call 617-638-9345. They also have holiday concerts from November 30 through December 31st. They have a BSO app for download and installation from Google Play or Android. And they're also active on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So let's see. They have the Boston Symphony Chamber Players, Jordan Hall at New England Conservatory, four Sundays at 3 p.m. And Sunday, October 30th, will be Thomas Aides on piano, soprano to be announced. Very nice program for that. So I'll just mention the early dates for things. They have open rehearsals for Thursday mornings at 10:30 with a half-hour pre-rehearsal talk at 9:30 a.m. free to rehearsal ticket holders. And that starts in January. They have a college card. Best way for students to experience the BSO on a regular basis for only $25. This is quite a deal. Students can attend most BSO concerts at no additional cost. After purchase, simply register the card online to learn about real-time ticket availability and special offers. Very cool. Check bso.org for more information or call 888-266-1200 to purchase There are blackout dates that apply. There are family concerts. There's one coming up Saturday, October 29th at 12 noon with Prokofiev's Peter and the Wolf. Let's see, they have casual Fridays, Friday evenings at 8 p.m. September 30th with Andras Nelson's conducting Shostakovich and Mussorgsky. Oh, that's a great program. Too bad it's a Friday. For me, anyway. They have the Boston Symphony Orchestra's Young Professional Group. My goodness, they have so many events. They have free community chamber concerts. There's one Friday, September 30th at 1:30 at Fenway Center. Another one Sunday, October 9th at 3 p.m. They also have a symphony gala coming up Saturday, September 24th, opening the season. Anyway, there are lots and lots of wonderful events. So if you haven't taken advantage, this is real treasure. Symphony Cafe, they have Prelude, plated meals. All right, September 24th is the opening night. And then October 1st, Saturday at 7 p.m. Wow, what an event. Huh, that is pretty spectacular. I have all these wonderful performers. They're going to do Richard Strauss operas in concert, which has so far brought star-studded performances of Salome in March 2014 and Electra in October 2015. So they're going to open it with its elegant and touching Der Rosenkavalier, the second following Electra and Strauss's own series of remarkable collaborations with playwright Hugo von Hofmannsthal. Dreamcast, headlined by Renee Fleming's Marshallin, Susan Graham's Octavian, and so on and so forth. That sounds spectacular. Okay. I get excited just reading about it. Oh, heavens. All right, so where are we here? Let's see. I don't know where we are. Let's see if I have this one. Yep, that's what we want.
Hatai the key love. I am Kimeyoilam kivinulam.